Start With Why: How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. Author Simon Sinek. Leaders and those who lead. With a little discipline, any leader or organisation can inspire others to help advance their ideas and vision to change their lives and the lives of others. Great leaders are able to inspire people to act. Those who are able to inspire give people a sense of purpose or belonging that has little to do with any external incentive or benefit to be gained. Those who follow such leaders do so not because they were swayed, but because they were inspired. Their motivation to act is deeply personal. Regardless of where they exist, they all have a disproportionate amount of influence in their industries. A world that does not start with why. We make assumptions about the world around us, sometimes based on incomplete or false information. Not too long ago, the majority of people believed that the world was flat. The assumption impacted on their behaviour. During this period, there was very little exploration. People feared that if they travelled too far, they might fall off the edge of the earth. But when it was revealed that the world is round, behaviour changed. The correction of a simple false assumption moved the human race forward. Organisations are formed and decisions are made by gathering data and information. Assumptions, even when based on thorough research, can lead us astray. The reality is that most businesses today are making decisions based on a set of incomplete or completely flawed assumptions about what's driving their business. Manipulation versus inspiration. Most companies have no clue why their customers are their customers, and they probably don't know why their employees are their employees either. There are only two ways to influence human behaviour. Either you manipulate it or you inspire it. When companies or organisations do not have a clear sense of why their customers are their customers, they resort to a variety of manipulations. Knowing you have a loyal customer and employee base not only reduces costs, it provides peace of mind. Like loyal friends, you know your customers and employees will be there for you when you need them most. In contrast, relying on manipulations creates stress for both buyer and seller. There are few leaders who choose to inspire rather than manipulate in order to motivate people. The Golden Circle. The Golden Circle provides compelling evidence of how much more we can achieve if we remind ourselves to start everything we do by first asking why. It's an alternative perspective to existing assumptions about why some leaders and organisations have achieved such a disproportionate degree of influence. It all starts from the inside out. It starts with why, and it can be explained as following. What? Every single company and organisation logically knows what they do. This is true no matter how big or small, no matter what industry. How? Some companies and people know how they do what they do. Hows are often given to explain how something is different or better. Not as obvious as what's, many think these are the differentiating or motivating factors in a decision. It would be false to assume that that's all that is required. Why? Very few people or companies can clearly articulate why they do what they do. Why does not mean making money, that's a result. Why means what is your purpose, cause or belief? Why does your company exist in the first place? When most organisations or people think, act or communicate, they do so from the outside in. From what to why. In contrast, the inspired companies and the inspired leaders think, act and communicate from the inside out. This is not opinion, this is biology. The principles of the Golden Circle are deeply grounded in the evolution of human behaviour. If you look at a cross-section of the human brain from the top down, you will see that the levels of the Golden Circle correspond precisely with the three major levels of the brain. The newest area of the brain, our Homo sapien brain, is the neocortex, which corresponds with the what level. The neocortex is responsible for rational and analytical thought and language. The middle two sections comprise the limbic brain. The limbic brain is responsible for all our feelings, such as trust, loyalty, all human behaviour and our decision-making, but it has no capacity for language. When we communicate from the outside in, when we communicate what we do first, it's true that people can understand vast amounts of information we offer, but it does not drive behaviour. In contrast, when we communicate from the inside out, we're talking directly to the part of the brain that controls decision-making. This is where gut decisions come from. They just feel right. There is no part of the stomach that controls decision-making. It all happens in the limbic brain. Our limbic brain is powerful enough to drive behaviour that sometimes contradicts our rational and analytical understanding of a situation. When you force people to make decisions with only the rational part of their brain, they almost invariably end up overthinking. These rational decisions tend to take longer time to make and can be of lower quality. In contrast, decisions made with the limbic brain tend to be faster and of higher quality. Clarity, discipline, and consistency. When the why is absent, imbalance is produced and manipulations thrive. And when manipulations thrive, uncertainty increases for buyers, instability increases for sellers, and stress increases for all. If the leader of the organisation can't clearly articulate why the organisation exists in terms beyond its products or services, then how does he expect his employees to know why to continue coming to work every day? Discipline of how. Understanding how you do things, and more importantly, having the discipline to hold the organisation and its employees accountable to those guiding principles, enhances an organisation's ability to work to its natural strengths. It is better to articulate how we do things in verbs, not nouns. To be effective, values or guiding principles have to be verbs. It's not integrity, it's always do the right thing. It's not innovation, it's look at the problem from a different angle. Consistency of what? It is at the what level that authenticity happens. Authenticity means that your golden circle is in balance, that everything you say and do you actually believe. It's a false assumption that differentiation happens in how and what you do. Offering a high-quality product with more features or better service or a better price does not create difference. It's hard to make a case to someone that your products and services are important in their lives based on external rational factors that you have defined as valuable. An organisation must be clear about its purpose, cause or belief, and make sure that everything they say and do is consistent with and authentic to that belief. The emergence of trust. You have to talk about your why and prove it with what you do. Why is just a belief. Hows are the actions we take to realise that belief, and whats are the results of those actions. When all three are in balance, trust is built and value is perceived. Leading is not the same as being the leader. Being the leader means you hold the highest rank. Leading, however, means that others willingly follow you, not because they have to, not because they are paid to, but because they want to. Finding the people who believe what you believe. What all great leaders have in common is the ability to find good fits to join their organisations. People who love going to work are more productive and more creative. They treat their colleagues and clients and customers better. Inspired employees make for stronger companies and stronger economies. So the logic follows. The goal is not to hire people who simply have a skill set you need. The goal is to hire people who believe what you believe. The definition of trust. Trust allows us to rely on others. We rely on those we trust for advice to help us make decisions. Great organisations become great because the people inside the organisation feel protected. The strong sense of culture creates a sense of belonging. If the people do not trust that a company is organised to advance the why, then the passion is diluted. Over time, the organisation will get weaker and weaker. A sense of purpose. Companies with a strong sense of why are able to inspire their employees. Their employees come to work to be part of something bigger than the job that they're doing. They are more productive than others and surely more loyal to their companies, and the feeling they bring to the culture of the company attracts other people eager to work there as well. The origins of a why. The why does not come from looking ahead at what you want to achieve and figuring out an appropriate strategy to get there. It is not born out of any market research or extensive interviews with customers and employees. It comes from looking in the completely opposite direction from where you are now. Finding why is a process of discovery, not invention. Gaining clarity of why is not the hard part. It's the discipline to trust one's gut, to stay true to one's purpose, cause or beliefs.